这样子的唱诗能够成就。
We could have used YouTube that sounds professional, that is smooth, but we wanted to have brothers and sisters to join.
我们大可以用油管可能听起来会更好，但是我们教会是肢体，所以我们希望我们喜欢这样子有弟兄姐妹一起的参与。
In a way, this is proper because this is how it was like when it was a Good Friday during the time when Jesus was captured and died. Everything is so messy.
其实这样子我们今天这样子做也是合适的，因为当耶稣基督被捕的那一夜，其实所有的一切都打乱了。
Tonight, I'm going to share with you a message.
今天晚上我将跟您分享一个信息。
Title: He experienced death.
题目是他尝了死味。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
主，我们今天晚上来到你面前。
Tonight we come in front of you.
求主你来帮助我们来思念你的爱。
Lord, help us to meditate your love.
晓得你为我们而死。
Know that you died for us.
我们把晚上的时间向你仰望。
We live up tonight's time in your hand.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, All of a sudden, I turned into Mandarin. Sorry about that.
我用中文祷告。
The scripture we're going to read today is from Hebrew chapter 2:5-9.
我们今天要读的经文是希伯来书第二章第五到九节。等会我就不读中文的部分，中文的弟兄姐妹自己看。
And then 14-15.
14-15.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5. For he did not put the world to come, about which we are speaking, under the control of angels. Instead, someone testified somewhere, Where is man that you think of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You have made him lower than the angels.For a little while, you crown him with glory and honor. Verse 8, you put all things under his control, for when he put all things under his control, he left nothing outside of his control. At present, we do not yet see all things under his control. Verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made lower,Then the angel for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, so that by God's grace, he would experience death on behalf of everyone. Now this is from the New English Translation. Verse 14. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he likewise share in their humanity, so that through death he could destroy the one who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and set free those who were held in slavery all their lives by their fear of death. By the fear of death. This is the passage for today.
这是今天的信息，我们读的经文。
I don't know how you feel about death.
我不知道你对于死亡是怎么看的。
Some of us, it feels nothing because we never experienced any type of death before.
或许我们当中有些人觉得那并没有什么，因为我们从来没有经历过。
And some of us has a very strong feeling. Death is like separation.
有些人对死亡有非常强烈的感受，因为死亡就是一个分离。
Maybe you have your loved one pass away.
或许你有所爱的人他们经历过死亡。
Maybe you have a pet, dog or cat that pass away.
或许你的宠物你的狗或是猫死了。
tonight we're going to talk about death.
今天晚上我们要来思考一下死亡。
Specifically talking about Jesus experienced the death.
特别是耶稣经历死亡。
In this passage, Hebrew chapter 2, verse 5, it begins until the verse 9. This is not an easy passage to understand.
希伯来书，我们今天看了这段经文，第二章第五到第九节，这不是一段容易解的经文。
Because it has so many things in it.
因为里面实在有很多的东西。
I want to use some time unpack it for you.
我想花一点时间来一点一点的讲。
So that you can understand what it means to be a human.
所以呢，你更能够体会到什么叫做人。
Yes, I said, so that you can understand what it means to be a human.
是的，我的意思是说，所以你比较知道什么叫做人。
The phrase I want you to notice is this. Verse 5, the world to come.
我特别要你来看的是第五节，这边讲到说将来的世界。
Did you see that? Verse 5, for he did not put the world to come.
在第五节里面说神原没有把将来的世界交给天使管辖。
He did not put the world to come under the control of angels.
他没有交给天使管辖。
The world to come, what does that mean?
将来的世界那是什么意思？
What does it mean to world to come? Another translation, it means that the future world.
在英文的另外一个翻译是说未来的世界。
That is to say the future world is not under the control of angels.
所以他这里讲到说呢，未来的世界不是交给天使管辖。
Angels are not in charge here for the future of the world.
天使没有在管辖未来的世界。
The future of the world is not under angels' control, and then we have a question. If the future is not under angels' control, whose control is it under?
所以如果未来的世界不是在不是让天使来管辖的话，那谁在掌管未来？
I know most of you will quickly say, God is in control.
我知道你们每一个人都会说是神在掌权。
That is true.
是的，没有错。
But I want you to listen carefully to this passage in Hebrew chapter 2.
但是我要你仔细来听一下希伯来书第二章里面所讲的。
Verse 5, it says, For he did not put the world to come about which we are speaking under the control of angels.
第五节里面说，我所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。
Instead, verse 6, instead.
但是第六节。
So he did not put the world under angels' control, but instead, verse 6 says, What is man that you think of him, or the son of man that you care for him?
在第五节讲说呢，没有交给天使掌管，在第六节讲说呢，人算什么？你竟顾念他？世人算什么？你竟眷顾他
？Verse 7 it says, "You made him lower than the angel for a little while. You crowned, past tense, crowned him with glory and honor."
第七节讲说，你叫他比天使微小一点这是过去式，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Verse 8, "You put all things." Under his control.
第八节讲到说，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
I want you to notice this. He, him, his.
在这里所讲到的，他。
It says you crown him with glory and honor. You put all things under his control.
你赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，将你手所造的都派他管理。
Who is this? He, him, or his here.
这里讲的他到底是谁？
You have a guess?
你能猜到吗？
He, him, his here refer to human.
这里的他指的是人。
You see, God did not put the future world under the control of angels.
我们可以看到神并没有把将来的世界交给天使掌管。
Instead, he made man. who is lower than the angels, that he was crowned with glory and honor, God put all things under the control of man.
但是他却使人比天使微小一点，赐人有尊贵荣耀为冠冕，将神所造的一切都交给人来管理。
You may say, wait a minute.
哦，那你想，等等等等。
God put all things under the control of man.
神把一切所造的都交给人来管理。
Don't you know where we are right now?
你没有看到我们现在发生什么事情吗？
We are at home.
我们现在都在家。
We could have gone to church.
我们其实本来是可以来教会的。
But we stay home.
但是我们都在家。
Why do we stay home?
为什么我们在家呢？
We are afraid of the virus.
因为我们都害怕病毒。
You say all things is under the control of man, but this virus, tiny thing, we have no control over it.
你说你让人来管理所一切，但是现在人却怕这个病毒。
As we continue with verse 8.
那我们继续来看第八节。
You made him lower than the angels for a little while. You crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 8, you put all things under his control.
你让他让人比天使微小一点，把一切的事都交给他来管理。在第八节讲说呢，万物都伏在他的脚下。
For when he put all things under his control, that's God put all things under man's control. God left nothing outside of man's control.
当神说他要把一切都交给人来管理的时候呢，第八节我们看到说，就没有剩下一样不服他的。
See the last phrase, it says in the verse 8, it says, at present, we do not yet see all things under his control.
但是第八节的最后一句说，只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
This last phrase tells us that this.He cannot refer to Jesus Christ.
所以在这里呢，我们可以很清楚的看到，这里的他指的不是耶稣基督。
Because Jesus Christ has control all the time and for all things.
因为耶稣呢，他是一直都在掌权。
But this person that he.At present, we do not yet see all things under his control.
但是在第八节的后半段，我们看到说呢，如今我们还不见万物都服在，都服他。
That means there is a problem.
所以我们知道看到这里有个问题。
There seems to be a problem here.
这似乎看起来是有点问题的。
Let's step back a little bit.
让我们退一步来看一下。
God created all things.
神创造一切。
God created human.
神创造人。
God crowned human with glory and honor.
神赐人荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
God put all things under the control of human.
神将一切手所造的都交给人来管理。
But something happened.
但是有些事发生了。
We know something must have happened.
我们知道一定是某些事情发生了。
Because in the beginning of verse 8, it just said that God put all things under the control of human, but then it continued to say that at present, we do not yet see all things under man's control.
因为第八节一开始说呢，神叫万物都伏在人的脚下，但是最后第八节的后面却说呢，只是如今我们还不见万物都伏人。
I want you to listen this well.
我希望你能够仔细的听。
Don't misunderstand me.
不要误会了。
Human supposed to control the world.
神原来的心意是要人可以来掌管这一切。
This is what the Bible says. The future world, the world to come, God did not.Put the world to come under the control of angels, but he's going to put that under the control of human being.
在这段经文里面，我们清楚地看到，神并没有把将来的世界交给天使掌管。神的心意是希望人能够来掌管他手所造的一切。
You see, we have this desire to control.
所以我们看到人本身里面呢，就有一个欲望想要来控制。
If you rent a place, you stay in the apartment, that does not satisfy you. You feel like you need to own a house. You want to be in control.
打个比方，好比说，你去租一个房子，你这个租房子的方式呢，并不能够满足你，因为呢，你没有太多的控制，因此你会想要去买一个房子。
We have the desire to control.
我们里面呢，会有一个控制的欲望。
It doesn't mean that it's bad or good. It just means that we have this desire.
我并不是说这是一定好或不好的，只是说我们人本身里面，我们可以感受到，我们就想要有这种控制权。
We have after you purchase a house, we have to fight over who decide how what design it is.
当我们买了这个房子之后呢，夫妻之间我们可能会有点争执，因为我们在想到底谁来做这个家具的摆设。
If you see the computer game or a video game, they are designed so that you have a sense of control.
另外一个比方，像我们看到这个电动玩具，电脑游戏的时候呢，它的设计就是让玩的人可以感受到他有这个控制权。
So the computer game, if it is too difficult, you lost control, you have no interest anymore because that game is too difficult, it doesn't satisfy your desire to control.
如果这个电脑游戏设计的太难了，你呢每次玩的时候老是输，因此呢你就没有这个没有办法满足你里面想要控制的这个欲望，因此你就不想玩。
If it is too easy, then if you accomplish it too easily, then you don't have desire. You say this is not worth me spending time on it.
如果这个电动玩具是太简单的，那你就觉得这个东西太简单了，因此也不能够满足你里面这个控制欲。
So we have a desire to control, and we can see God has put the future of the world under the control of human.
所以我们看到人里面其实是有个欲望想要掌控的。因此神在这里说呢，他把将来的世界交给人来掌管。
Now don't get nervous, we're going to move on to next verse.
请你不要紧张，我们要继续往下看。
Verse 9, but
第九节
But we see Jesus. You see, this verse 8, we do not yet see, the last line, we do not yet see all things under his control.
在第九节的地方呢，讲到但是，当我们在看这个之前，我们来看第八节。第八节最后是讲到说呢，我们还不见，所以一直到第九节是说，但是见耶稣。
But we see Jesus. We don't see ourselves in control yet, but we see Jesus.
我们没有看到我们自己有完全的掌控，但是我们看到耶稣。
Then here is verse 9. Jesus, who were made lower than the angels for a little while. What does that mean?
第九节讲到说，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，这是什么意思呢？
That means Jesus becoming like man.
这代表说耶稣道成了肉身，跟人一样。
Jesus come down and born as a baby, human baby, and he lived as a man.
当耶稣道成肉身的时候呢，他成了婴孩降世来到人间。
Verse 9 says, Now Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death.
在第九节后面我们可以看到说呢，耶稣得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，因为他受死的苦。
Now this, it jumped a lot of things in between.Jesus become a man, now he is crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death.
我们这边看到有很多的跳跃，当耶稣成为人，变得比天使微小一点，然后呢又跳到他得到了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
What happened?
到底这中间发生了什么事情？
Why did Jesus suffer death and then he was crowned with glory and honor?
为什么耶稣受死，然后他就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕？
I want to tell you, I don't want to take you to a lot of verses. I just want to tell you what the Bible says.
我在这边不会让你去翻很多的经文，但是我想直接的告诉你圣经里面讲什么。
Man, God created human. He gave him glory and honor.
当神造人的时候呢，神赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
God gave all things under man's control.
神把一切所造的都交给人来管理。
What happened?
但是发生了什么事？
Why is it at the present time we do not see that everything is under man's control?
但是发生了什么事呢？以至于现在我们不见万物都伏在人之下。
We do not see all things under his control.
我们并没有看到人可以掌管所有的一切。
What happened?
发生了什么事？
We all know man's sin.
我们都知道因为人犯罪了。
Man want to control for himself but not for the glory of God.
人想要按着自己的方式 来掌管神，人并没有想要来荣耀神。
So you see, as a Christian, we are pursuing something much better than what the world can control, can give us.
因此我们知道我们身为一个基督徒，我们所追求的是超过于这个世界所可以给我们的。
What God gave us and what God is going to give us, what we have lost because we sin, is something greater than the world can give us.
神原来已经计划要应许给我们的，但是因为我们犯罪的关系，我们现在并没有得到，而这些东西是比世界能够给我们的还要多还要好。
We sin.
我们犯罪了。
The world can give you, maybe if you work hard enough, you can become a CEO for a company.
如果你是一个努力工作的人，或许这个世界可以让你成为一个总裁。
Maybe if you are lucky, so-called lucky, you're born into the right family, you become the king to a country or the whole world.
或许 你可以称这个叫做幸运，你正好就是生在一个皇家，所以呢，你呢就成为一个皇家贵族，甚至你或许成为一个成一个王。
But even then, you don't see, you don't feel like you're in control of everything.
但即便如此。人就这个王也并不觉得他能够掌管所有的一切。
Look at this virus. This tiny virus can cause all nations to be fearful of it.
我们就看看现在的这个病毒，一个这么小的病毒，但是它却让整个世界、整个国家都害怕。
This picture is not what it's supposed to be.
这不是神原来的心意。
God created man with a high position where he can control everything.
神当初造人的时候是给人非常尊贵的地位，以至于他们能够来掌管所有的一切。
God gave us glory and honor.
神给我们荣耀尊贵。
And we lost it.
但是我们失去了。
We lost it.
我们失去了。
It is in our heart that we should have this glory and honor.
在我们的心里，我们其实是应该有这个荣耀尊贵的。
So we lost it, and we try to find a replacement.
所以当我们失去的时候呢，我们心里面其实一直的都在寻找一个替代物。
We want to come to University of Michigan because it has this prestigious university. So when you graduate from University of Michigan, you can tell people proudly that you are UM graduate.
就好比说我们想要来密大这里读书，因为当我们密大是一个非常好的学校，当我们从这里毕业的时候，我们可以很骄傲的跟人家说我是密大毕业的。
We want to have a sense of honor and glory.
我们想要有这种荣誉感，我们想要有这种尊贵感。
But the honor and glory God wants to give us is much greater than this.
但是神要给我们的荣耀尊贵是比这都还要再美好的多。
So it just a mere UM graduate doesn't satisfy us, because we are made for a greater glory. We are made for a greater things.
因此，当我们从 UM 毕业的时候呢，这样子的荣誉呢，并不能够满足我们的心，因为我们里面神当初造我们的时候呢，神要给我们的荣耀尊贵比这个还要高，还要好。
Maybe you stay with UM to do postdoc.
啊，或许你继续留下啊来做博后。
Maybe one day you become the faculty.
啊，或许有一天你在啊 UM 里面成为教授。
I didn't say Harvard because we are nearby UM.
啊，我并没有说哈佛，因为我们现在是离密很近。
Now,Maybe one day you got the Nobel Prize.
啊，或许甚至有一天你得诺贝尔奖。
Maybe one day you become a president.
或许有一天你成为总统。
Does that really satisfy you?
但是这真的能够满足你吗？
If you think God have made man for the highest glory and honor, anything else that the world can offer you.Cannot replace that need.
如果神当初造人的时候是给人了最最至尊的荣耀跟尊贵的话，那这些东西是世界没有办法给你能够来满足你的。
So Jesus have to come.
所以这是为什么耶稣需要来。
God want to restore the glory for us.
神要恢复这个荣耀。
Where is our glory?
我们神要给我们的荣耀在哪里？
Our glory is in Jesus Christ.
神要给我们的荣耀是在耶稣基督里面。
At first, God created man.
首先，起先神创造了人。
God gave man honor and glory.
神给人荣耀尊贵。
But man wanted to do it on his own. He doesn't want God.
但是人想要按着自己方式来做，人不想要神。
As soon as he denied God, he doesn't want God, he realized that his glory and honor cannot be away. He cannot have any glory or honor if he's away from God.
因此当人犯罪了之后呢，人才了解到人在所追求的这些荣耀尊贵并不能够真正来满足他们，除非他们在与神连接。
This is when we come to verse 14.
这是为什么我们来到第十四节。
Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he likewise share in their humanity. Jesus come and become flesh and blood.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他照样亲自成了血肉之体。耶稣基督自己成了血肉之体。
So that through death, he could destroy the one who holds the power of death.
这样子他才能够借着死败坏那掌死权的。
And set free those who were held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death.
这样子才能够释放那一些一生因怕死而为奴的人。
Some people read verse 15 say, I don't fear death.
或许有些人读了第十五节说啊，我才不怕死呢。
Well, this is not what it says, how you feel.
其实这个经文并不是说你觉得怎么样。
You are subject, you are under the power of death.
其实我们每个人都伏在死亡的权柄之下。
You are not above it.
你没有办法超越死亡。
How can you be above death when everyone have to die?
当每一个人都会死的时候，你怎么能够超越死亡呢？
Because of this death, our whole life, we live our life, we knowing that we will die someday.
因此，当我们走在这人生道路上的时候，我们都知道有一天我们会死。
Because of this death, we live in this world with no hope of eternity.
因为这个死亡，让我们在地上的人生的时候，我们并没有一个永恒的盼望。
Because of this limit of death, we become a slave in all our life to just try to make the best of it in this life.
因为这个死亡的限制，我们成为了奴隶。我们想要把这一生过得更好。
But then Jesus come, he destroyed the power of death.
但是耶稣来了，他来败坏那掌死权的。
Yesterday we have prayer meeting.
昨天我们有祷告会。
This morning we had prayer meeting.
今天早上我们有祷告会，今天中午我们有祷告会。
Also at lunch time, we go through scripture where Jesus came and Jesus, have Last Supper with his disciples.
我们读了很多的经文，也读到耶稣与他的门徒的最后的晚餐。
And then Jesus go to the garden and pray in the garden.
然后耶稣就到科西马尼园里面去祷告。
This morning, we read the scripture where Jesus was captured by the soldier and was put on trial.
今天早上我们读到耶稣被抓，然后他受审。
Eventually, he was carried to the cross and he was nailed to the cross.
最后他背起他的十字架，被钉死在十字架上。
He died.
他死了。
A really interesting passage is from John, where John saw Jesus, the soldier pierced through his abdominal area to measure that Jesus is already dead.
在约翰福音里面有一处很有趣的经文讲到说呢，当耶稣死的时候，兵丁要用枪去刺他的肋骨，确定他已经死了。
When they pierced it through, they saw there is blood and water coming out separately.
当耶稣兵丁用这个枪刺进去的时候，他们看到血与水分开而流出来。
At that moment, Gospel of John author John is telling us that what I see is true.
当约翰福音记载到这个地方的时候，他是在讲说呢，我所看到这一切都是真的。
As if he'sAfraid that people may, will not believe him. How can someone who was dead and then you pierce through the person's body and then come out the blood and the water separately?
似乎约翰福音那个写的作者在那边要让人们确定说这个人的确是死了，因为怎么可能有一个人当你刺进去的时候呢，你的东西流出来的话的时候，那个水和血是分开来的呢？
Now today's medical world, we know that when any person who died long enough or in under stressful death, your blood and your plasma separate.
今天的医学告诉我们，当一个人如果已经死了很久，或是死的时候呢，是在一个很大的压力下死的时候呢，它里面的这个水跟那个血浆会是分开来的。
So what John saw was the result of a person already dead.
所以约翰福音里面的约翰他所看到的是一个已经死亡的人。
Jesus died.
耶稣死了。
Jesus has to come. He doesn't solve our problem. On this world, he wants to solve the ultimate problem, which is the death.
当耶稣来到地上的时候，他并不是来解决我们在世上这些暂时的这些问题，他要解决的是我们永恒的面对的这个死亡的问题。
14 says he become a man so that through death he can destroy the one who holds the power of death.
他第十四节里面讲到说，当他来了，他成为人，是要来败坏那掌死权的。
How does that work? I really cannot imagine, but Jesus died and he resurrected.
我实在不能想象耶稣怎么能够做到，但是我们知道耶稣死了，而且他也复活了。
And he destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
他败坏了那掌死权的，那就是魔鬼。
Good Friday is about Jesus dying.
受难日是思想到耶稣的死。
It's not about Jesus, a good person who got misunderstood by other person and the other person killed him. It's not about that at all.
受难日并不是说哦，耶稣是一个好人，因为他被误会了，所以呢，他被误杀了。
He came to die.
其实耶稣来到地上就是为了为我们受死。
That's his purpose.
这是他主要的目的。
He came to die because he wanted to destroy the devil who holds the power of death.
他来就是要为了我们受死，以至于他能够败坏 那掌死权的魔鬼。
And he wants to set free all those who trust in him.
他要释放那些愿意相信他的人。
So as Christians,
所以我们基督徒
，When we put our trust in Christ,
当我们把我们的生命交给神的时候
，God has given us a new life.
神给我们一个新生命。
It is called eternal life.
这是永生。
When you read the Bible, this eternal life doesn't mean that Jesus, Christian will not die. We still die on this earth, but our life does not end with death.
这个永生并不代表说呢，我们这些基督徒都不会死了。但是这代表说，我们的生命不是停在地上的死亡。
Because God has not done with this world.
因为神还没有神所要做的事情还在这个地上还没有完成。
One day he will come again.
有一天他还要再来。
We will all receive a resurrection, a resurrected body.
我们都要复活，也会有一个复活的形体。
So death is not the end.
所以地上的死亡并不是一个结束。
He has given us our life, a life that can conquer the death.
他给我们一个生命是能够战胜死亡的。
When he come again, we will meet with him again with our resurrected body.
当他再来的时候呢，我们会有复活的形体与我们的主见面。
We will rule in the future kingdom with Christ.
我们会与基督一起在以后来掌王权。
We will again, once again,have glory in Christ and honor in Christ. Everything has to be linked to Christ.
然后呢，我们会到那个时候，我们将会有真正的荣耀尊贵。这一切都是在耶稣基督里的。
If you don't have Jesus Christ, you don't have this glory.
如果你没有相信耶稣，你就没有这样子的荣耀与尊贵。
Because this glory and honor is not a separate entity from God.This glory and honor has to be God Himself.
如果这样的荣耀尊贵不是从神那里来的其实我们并没有真正的得到。
So God wants to restore us, to restore the true meaning of humanity.
所以呢，神还要来恢复我们，恢复人真正的形象。
Death is just a transition.
死亡只不过是一个转折。
And we will have resurrection.
我们还要复活。
When God restores all things,
当神恢复这一切的时候
，God will put everything under man's control.
神就会将一切手所造的都让人能够来管理。
So when people say Christians are those people who just believe in God and they don't.Work hard.
所以有些人认为说基督徒是什么呢？就是一些只会只相信神，但是并不努力工作的人。
No,
并不是这样的。
Christians have a hope in Christ. One day, we will be like rule over the world.
不是的基督徒是我们这些相信神的人，知道有一天我们要来掌管这一切。
But our rule.Our control is not selfish control.
但是我们这样子，我们的掌管并不是一个自私的管理。
Our control will be under God.
我们的管理是在神的权柄之下。
We represent God.
我们来代表神。
We cannot be separated from Christ.
我们和神是分不开的。
If we are not in Christ, we have no control.
如果我们不在基督里，我们就没有这样子的权柄。
Look what happened when Adam and Eve decided to go separate way with God.
我们就看看亚当跟夏娃，当他们要靠着自己的方式远离神的时候。
What happened since then?
所以自从那些事情发生之后，我们发生了什么事呢？
What happened today? We have all the technology, we have all the medicines, but we cannot control a tiny virus.
我们看看今天的世界，我们有非常好的科技，我们也有非常好的 这些医疗，但是我们却没有办法控制住这个病毒。
That's why Jesus had to die on the cross, because he is solving the most important problem of us, of human.
这是为什么耶稣要来？因为他来是要解决人类最最严重的问题。
That's sin.
那就是罪。
If sin can be resolved,
如果罪可以被解决，
then the future world will be restored.
这样子将来的世界就可以恢复。
Then whatever we are originally be made for, we will realize that actual glory and honor in the future world.
因此我们人就会恢复了神原来造我们的形象，让我们可以体会到我们可以来掌管神一切所造的。
But we have to return to God first.
但是我们需要先回到神的面前。
We are made to control the future world under God.
我们原来神原来造我们的心意就是要叫万物伏在我们的脚下，而且我们是要在神的权柄之下。
So next time when you have the urge to turn on your computer and play another 5 hours of computer games, remember that desire. That desire will not be met by your computer game. That desire can only be met when we return to Jesus Christ.
因此下一次当你想把电脑打开在上面尽情的玩这些电脑游戏的时候，我要你思考一下，这个电脑游戏所给并不能真正满足你里面想要控的这个控制欲，因为这个唯有神能够来满足你。
So a true peace come in Christ.
因此真正的平安是从耶稣基督来的。
He is our peace.
他是我们的平安。
In him, we find all our desire.
在他里面，我们可以得到所有的满足。
Let's come and pray together.
让我们一起到他的跟前来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you.
天父，我们想要来感谢你。
The scripture says you did not put the world to come under the control of angels.
经文里面说，你并没有把将来的世界交给天使管辖。
You gave it to man.
你把它给了人。
But we sin, we sin against you.
但是我们犯罪了，我们得罪你了。
But then you have not given up on us.
但是你却没有放弃我们。
You have sent Jesus Christ to die for us.
你差耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
You have called us to turn away from sin and return to you in Christ.
你呼召我们来认罪，你呼召我们回到你里面。
There's so many desires, so much desire in us that cannot be met by this world.
我们里面是有何等多的欲望，但是这个世界并不能够来满足我们。
Cannot be met by this sinful way of satisfaction.
我们里面的这个欲望是没有办法用世界这些罪的方式来满足的。
We need to return back to you.
我们需要回到你的面前。
Only in Christ you can satisfy us.
因为唯有在耶稣基督里面，你能够来满足。
Only in Christ we have the highest honor and highest glory.
唯有在耶稣基督里面，我们有最崇高的荣耀与尊贵。
Only when we submit before God.
当我们伏在耶稣基督面前的时候，
Help us see that we are not right with God.
求你来光照我们，让我们看到我们没有和神和好。
Because we do not seek our satisfaction in Christ.
因为我们并没有在耶稣基督里面来得到真正的满足。
Because we do not desire the world to come, we only desire what we have, what we can do.In this world, separated from God.
在我们里面，我们并没有盼望那未来的世界能够到。在我们里面，我们只是想要在这世界这个已经跟神所离开的这个世界，在拼命的抓。
As a result, we are doomed forever chasing something that we cannot get from this world.
因此，我们只不过是忙碌的在这世界上追寻，但是却不能得到满足。
We need to come back to you, return to you.
我们需要回到你的跟前。
We want to thank you for the death of Christ.
我们感谢你啊，耶稣基督的死。
You have called us to return back to you as your as a child of God.
你的死呼召我们啊，回到你面前，成为神的儿女。
It is your love.
啊，这是你的爱。
You love those so undeserving.
啊，你的爱是这样的无条件。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
主，我们谢谢你，这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. We're going to have a last hymn. How can it be that I should gain?
我们唱最后一个诗，最后一首诗歌，怎能如此？
80%已连接 iPhone。
We would like to have us Pastor Kendall. Pastor Kendall, would you lead us a closing prayer?
Yes. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for just your amazing love to us, God. And thank you for coming and taking on the form of a man, Lord, and dying a brutal death, Lord, on our behalf and taking our punishment upon yourself, Father. And Lord, as we think on you and we think of the sacrifice you made, Lord, help us to fall deeper in love with you and to worship you and to serve you, Lord, with grateful hearts, Father. Thank you for this church and thank you for the time we could come together for this beautiful service tonight. And I ask that you would be with us through many of this evening and the rest of this weekend as we dwell on you and think of all you've done for us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Channel, 同一个ID. This will be it for tonight. We will come back Sunday morning, 9:30. We'll have our Easter worship. 星期天是我们的复活节. All right, good night, everyone. 大家晚安.
Thank you, Pastor. Good night.
晚安.
Good night.